week in and week out. How do you feel about the way?
I feel confident, more confident than I did, you know, when the season started, and getting the chance to get those scout team reps against the defense every day, you know, definitely makes you better and all, everybody else around you better too. So I've been taking those reps serious, and I think it's helped me.
How much better have you become because of it?
What was that?
The mental reps. How much can you get from that as well?
Well, the biggest thing to me is I just kind of try to stand off to the side when I see Trevor getting the reps, and I get the play call in my helmet, and then I just say the play like I'm in the huddle, and then stand off to the side and run the play myself. So I just try to get the reps that way. Since I, you know, during the week when Trevor's in, I don't really get reps. So whenever I can get the reps, that's how I get them.
If you did get the call, because you've already had one start, do you think you're far ahead of where you were because you've already been dealt with the whole first time?
Yeah, I think that I'll be a lot more comfortable out there than I was for the first time, especially going against, you know, a really good Falcons team at the time. So I think I feel a lot more comfortable than where I was when I started that game. So we'll just see, you know, day to day what happens, and I'll just take these reps, and whatever happens this weekend happens.
What adjustments and improvements have you made because you've had to go against that number one defense with so much speed out there?
I think it just gives you a chance to, you know, try new things, because when you're running the scout team defense, our offense, sometimes, you know, you got to throw to certain guys. So it gives you opportunity to kind of, you know, work your eyes or work certain throws. So it kind of builds your confidence that way to see what kind of throws you can make.
Your first start, maybe not what you would have hoped. I mean, have you been eager to get another shot to get back out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely upset that, you know, I got a zero in the win column for my starts. But, you know, like I said, it's a day-to-day, and I know Trevor's working hard to get back out there. So I'm taking the reps as I get them right now, and if I got to play Sunday, I'm going to be ready.
Team's in a almost must-win situation. I mean, this is a really important stretch. How do you feel about it if it's you kind of handling the pressure of the team really needing a win right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel confident in me, and I feel confident in the guys around me. And, you know, walk into the locker room, you can tell these guys are hungry to get another win. So these guys are working hard, and I'm sure they're going to continue to work hard this week, and we're going to try to get a win this weekend.
How good is it practicing against your first team defense? How helpful is that for you, knowing that they're the best in the league?
Like I said, you know, those reps you get, you know, you can't compare those to any other reps, because you're getting reps against the best defense in the league. So, you know, when I get those reps, I take them serious, and I try to make the throws every time.
Kubiak mentioned a couple weeks ago you made progress, but consistency wasn't quite there. Where do you feel your consistency is?
You know, I feel like I'm getting better day to day. You know, day in and day out, the more reps I get with the offense, the more reps I get with the receivers and O-line, the more comfortable I feel. So, you know, not getting a lot of reps with them up until, you know, this point kind of affected, you know, my consistency. But throughout the season, I feel like I've built on that.
Coming off the tough loss, I mean, how have guys done it, putting it behind them, kind of bouncing back and focusing up for this stretch?
Right, they do a good job. Everybody does a good job of, whether we win or whether we lose, moving on to the next week, because, you know, in this league, you got another one coming up the week after, and it's going to be, you know, another tough, hard-fought win. So they put it behind them, and we're working towards Jacksonville.
I know you didn't get a lot of time with Andy Janovich out. Will you feel that and notice that as well?
Yeah, I mean, Andy's a great player back there. You know, at the fullback position, so we're definitely going to miss him. But, you know, there's other guys in the locker room that are ready to step up and play too.
A few more for Paxton. What was your biggest takeaway from your one start so far?
Really, you know, the fact that we lost, you know, is the biggest thing to me. I didn't really, you know, want to lose my first start, so I just kind of wanted to go out there and, you know, give it another shot, because I didn't play so well my first time, so I knew I could play better. So, you know, with the opportunity I'm getting, you know, I'm just preparing to go out there and play as well as I can.
Last time y'all were in Florida, you had a bunch of family there. You expect more of the same?
Right, yeah. I've already talked to my parents, and they said they've got a couple tickets round up for some family and friends. So I'm excited to get a chance to go see them again.
Okay, thank you, Pax.
Thanks, Pax.